Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill. Check it out, John.
Everybody's just a comedian here, aren't they?
Yes.
Deuce McAllister's Old St. Kitchen's hat, Marlon Favorite, Mr. Skylar Green, and a well-dressed gentleman in a suit and tie. Having lunch here as well. Goodness.
Definitely not me.
Definitely not me. What's up, fellas? We'll talk a little football as well. Shockingly, Marlon's still gloating from the LSU win over UCF. How did you feel about that bowl game?
That's a game I would have loved to have seen UCF's quarterback and all of the kids from LSU not getting thrown out.
Right.
And the starting secondary. I would have loved to have
full
seen that game.
Full strength on both sides.
Full strength on both sides, but it's a big win for LSU.
Just have a little recruiting. Fun in hour number two. Nancy Lieberman's going to join us at 1:45, the Hall of Famer. She's also, she was assistant with Sacramento Kings. And Jordan, the intern, you're excited because you love the Big Baller Three. Not Big Baller, but
the
Big Three. Three-on-three tournament, and she won it this
year. I think it was over the summer. Yeah.
You know, we brought up yesterday she was coming on, and a lot of people said she should coach the Pelicans. I'll tell you what, the way she talked about it, I'd give her an opportunity.
From what I've seen,
uh-huh.
I don't think there's a lot of people in this city that could do worse than what's going on right
come
now.
On.
If you need to find a Pelican, they're easy to find. Just look at the three-point line. They're all lined up on it.
Stephen Smith on Twitter. Gus, you need to wake up. Alvin Gentry is trash. I wouldn't let him coach a junior high school team. On that note, let's welcome you officially to Friday.
I would rather hear more texts like that.
Really?
It is. What a beautiful music.
Even Raphael's in a coat.
He's in a very good mood today.
We got a suit and tie. We got everything all over the place here, man. It's unbelievable.
Well, it's sunny outside, so, Raphael's here.
Wow, wow, and wow.
Might have been that pork chop that's got him going.
I think so.
Yep.
There you go.
Exactly right. Oh, boy. Easy enough.
Bye, guys.
What was that all about? Are you making fun of my wife telling me goodbye?
I mean, wow. We're kissing up on each other.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, what's the name of your girlfriend? That's right. You don't have
wow.
one. Yes, that's
wow. That was
wow.
I'm just saying.
Shots fired.
What? I'm just asking a fact. I just
take cover.
I haven't. I don't think he has one. Right.
See okay. what Rebecca Black does
Not
to you?
You know.
Just saying.
You see what Rebecca Black does to you?
Why would I tell you?
Yeah, because you don't have one. All right, so
wow.
let's talk a little bit about
Flag
the games
on the
here.
Play.
Who do you want if you're a Saints fan? The face. Is revenge more? I'm with Raphael. I think either way, okay, the games are going to be contested. The games are going to be fun. And it's not going to be a walkthrough again. I really honestly don't.
I almost want Dallas for the revenge factor
right.
because they would like to play. They would like to pay one back to Dallas for Arlington. I'd almost like to see Dallas of anybody.
My thing is this. You look at the Seahawks-Cowboys game from earlier in the year. Neither quarterback threw for 200 yards.
Right.
Both teams, you kind of know what you're going to get on offense. You know what I'm getting at?
Right.
And I'm telling you my heart of hearts, just from covering this team and seeing this team in seasons past, that game plan was one that you grab, you crumple, you throw it in the wastebasket.
I agree.
Against Dallas. And it's going to be different.
But is it safe to say that what are the Saints number one against? The run. Mm-hmm. You going up against Ezekiel Elliott. The Saints.
Seattle has a 1,000-yard rusher.
But if they're going to give up rushing yards, right. don't you think you've got to worry more about Russell Wilson than Dak Prescott? That's kind of why I'm leaning toward Dallas. The Saints have sometimes
had trouble
with. Who
do you think wins that game, Seattle and Dallas?
That's a coin flip for me. I mean, because it's like Dallas at home, I think, has a huge advantage, but Seattle has the quarterback. I think Ben, our guest in the first hour, summed it up perfect. Dallas at home versus Russell Wilson, who's won a Super Bowl, who's been big in playoff games. That's a coin flip for me. I think that game comes down to I could see it coming down tied, somebody driving for the winning field goal in the last few seconds.
Yeah, easy enough.
But I think Seattle may pull it out. I really do.
All right.
I hope Dallas does, though. I want revenge.
The earlier game, Colts and Texans, we were talking about that with Raphael as well last hour. I do want to see. Todd thinks I was a little harsh on Jordan. My bad.
Actually, no, I'm not.
Yeah,
you already said sorry. I'm taking the
apology. No, I know. There's no
good
sorry.
Good job, Jordan. Way to jump on that.
I was being facetious.
Am I going to get my snowball after 2 years of interning?
I'd hold your breath.
Why don't you have your, exactly. Why don't you have your girlfriend bring you one?
Wow.
That's right.
Flag on the play. I'm hitting below the belt.
Just saying.
15 yards
roughing
on Kevin
Gill. Roughing the intern. Roughing the intern. Automatic ejection.
Targeting.
Disqualified for the first half of next show.
Hey, I'll make you feel better. Pick between Seattle and Dallas. And why?
That's
who I want or who I don't want.
No, the game. Who do you think will win and why?
The Seahawks.
Why?
Because of Russell Wilson. He has more playoff experience than I think anyone in the playoffs right now, so I think he can make anything work wherever he is, especially in the Dome, if he does come in the next round.
Ooh, I heard a little fear of facing the Saints.
No, I said it last week. I said, if Seattle comes in here, I do not expect the Saints to win the game.
Oh,
wow.
Wow. Well, that put a damper on things on Friday.
I just don't think Seattle on the road is...
They're a different team than they
them.
Are on the road and they are at home. And look, again, I still think, even though you have zero faith and confidence in the Saints offense and this team, once they get there, and I know you're saying how healthy can they get and everything, look, you saw some of the players in this practice, you want to call it practice, Wednesday and Thursday, that were available, not available. I think not having to practice, not having to play a game and go through those 3 hours of playing a game is going to help.
Oh, yes.
Okay? And in 2 weeks,
absolutely,
they're going to be a little bit better. Then everyone else is going to be a little bit better.
They're
going to
be beat up and bruised up.
Yeah, exactly. And look, when we talked to Eric Alexander yesterday, and remember, he won a Super Bowl with the Patriots, and he'd been through several runs where they had the first round bye. He's like, look, it's a huge difference. It's a huge get up. And Drew Brees this week touched on too, the ability to be able to have that bye week is important. It's important because you do get to rest a bit. You get to also study yourself, but really, the ability of the bye week's what he had to say here.
I mean, it's unusual, but it's exciting. I mean, it's the position you want to be in, you know. So, different than a bye week during the season where you know who the upcoming opponent's going to be, you still approach that bye week similar to what we're doing now, which is, you know, rest and recovery, you know, first and foremost. That's the benefit of the bye week, right? And you get to basically leapfrog the first round, you know, of games and go right to the second round. And you get to host it, you know. So, all those are good things. We're really just focused on ourselves right now. So getting guys rested, getting guys recovered, focusing on some details, you know, a chance to self-scout a little bit, take a look at some snaps from the season and see the areas that we really want to improve upon this week as we approach our next game.
He said a huge thing right there, the ability to self-scout. I think the Saints team needs to do that more than anything. But the thing that no one's talking about, Gus, is we're talking about getting healthy. The team that's coming in here and both teams that win, there's a chance they may lose players that are crucial to them. At 60 minutes of football, it's rare that you come out of a game with everyone in complete health.
It's funny you say that. Okay, Eagles and Bears, right? I mean, you just heard Raphael say that they the Vikings players were complaining after that final regular season game in there. That's interesting in the things that they were complaining about. Late hits, knees to the groin, things that, I mean, that's some dirty football there. To kind of get them going. So let's say the Eagles have to go play that kind of game. And if they do win, coming out of the game, to your point, I think Seattle and Dallas is going to be a fight going into that point as well.
Here's the biggest problem I have with the Vikings saying that. Why are you complaining about it? And why didn't you do something about it when you were on the field? Because the minute they're doing it, then you retaliate and you do the exact same thing. Just make sure the ref's not looking. But if they're getting away with it, then you should be able to get away with it.
What? Did you just say you want the Saints to play dirty?
Hell yes. That's football, Gus. You ever been on the bottom of a fumble pile?
There we go. But I where did that come from?
That's just football. People take cheap shots at you.
Yeah. It's
Bounty Gate J.
You take one right back at him.
Where did you go Cobra Kai all of a sudden?
That's football.
Jeez.
That's just the game of football.
Okay.
This isn't Yahtzee.
Have we not learned from previous years.
You probably don't want to vote, you know.
Yes, we should have learned from previous years. Yeah. You don't talk about bounties on camera. That's the learning lesson. It goes on in every locker room.
So do it, but just not around cameras.
This isn't chess. This isn't tennis.
Now, you mentioned Jordan Russell Wilson having the experience here as well. Drew Brees, a little experience as well in the postseason.
Not as much.
Wow.
It's true. Russell Wilson's been to two Super Bowls.
You're going to give me business when I say Aaron Rodgers is good. You're like, he has no business being mentioned with Aaron Rodgers. Yet you're telling me Russell Wilson can come in here and outplay Drew Brees.
I don't think – no, you're taking it wrong.
No?
I don't think
no?
he'll outplay Drew Brees. Uh-huh. I just think the team as a whole will do much better than the Saints, especially with their run game. Their run game's on fire right now.
Okay. Do you realize the Saints have been the number one
– Yeah, I do realize that, Gus.
Which basically means that you're telling me that Russell Wilson will then have to make plays. So you're picking Russell Wilson over Hall of Famer Drew Brees at home.
You do put words in people's
mouths. No, I'm not. That's what he said, isn't it?
No,
what he said.
He said that Russell Wilson's exactly what you did me last week. He said that.
Get him, Jay. Sick him.
He said that Russell Wilson is more likely to make plays. Yeah. I agree with him.
Right.
He's not saying Russell Wilson's going to outplay Drew Brees. Yeah. Seattle has a defense. But the Saints have a defense.
But he would have to.
There's special teams.
Okay.
He has to make plays.
Okay.
But if Seattle's defense plays better than the Saints defense,
Right.
Russell Wilson.
That Drew Brees would not be making those plays then against the Seattle defense.
Correct. But.
So in short, Russell Wilson would make more plays than Drew Brees. Russell Wilson will make plays against the Saints defense as opposed to Brees making plays against the Seahawks.
What if the game plan's more run-based and the running team fumbles the ball more? That's not Drew Brees' fault.
Now the Saints have
there
fumbled.
There you go.
Yes. I'm hypothetical.
Hypothetical.
Like you're saying.
So now it's going to be a battle of running backs between Seattle and New York.
Yeah, you're saying if Drew Brees turns the ball over, but it's the running back that turns the ball over.
I didn't say Drew Brees turned the ball over. I said, who's making more plays? You're telling me that Russell Wilson would make more plays than Drew Brees.
What if Seattle returns a punt? What if Seattle has a scoop and score?
Oh,
that's 14 points right there. How much did Russell Wilson contribute to that?
Now the special teams will bring in 14 points for Seattle.
They could.
Hey, we're giving you an answer to your question.
Trying to show you how you put words in people's mouths.
No, I am not. You're trying to give me all these reasons why the Saints have no shot.
The difference between the Aaron Rodgers thing, Gus, is you said Aaron Rodgers is better than Drew Brees. I just said I could see Russell Wilson and the Seahawks coming in here and beating the Saints.
Based on
his playoff appearances.
So, again.
And two Super Bowl appearances. He knows how to win games.
Again, so you're inferring that Drew Brees.
I did not say he's a better quarterback than Drew Brees. Well,
but it's based off of what you just told me. Wins and playoff experience. So, does Drew Brees not have experience? Did Drew Brees not win a Super Bowl MVP?
I mean, Drew Brees has only won one playoff game on the road, so.
He's at home.
But what I'm saying is Russell Wilson has gone on the road and won
800-998-1003. Join the intern flat out saying Wilson better than Brees. Who you got?
Wow.
Who you got?
Gus just wants to throw me
on
the bus.
Wilson versus Brees. I mean, I'm just telling
Gus
you.
Gus just likes to put words in your mouth.
This is what he just said. Russell Wilson can come in here and make plays over Drew Brees.
What if Russell Wilson plays equal to Drew Brees, and then the special teams is the difference?
Now special teams over the Saints special teams.
It's a part of the game.
It's such a surprise. It is a part of the game, guys.
So the Saints special teams, you know, the Saints special teams that block punts like Taysom Hill, that stop the Steelers going for it on fourth down with the fake punt, that special teams
unit? You're really taking this personal.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, y'all are giving me reasons.
The same guy that loves Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, Pat Mahomes is the MVP this year, yes.
Okay.
You're just the hater.
Over Drew Brees?
The guy has 50 touchdowns, man.
Sounds like a lot more interceptions.
So stats matter.
There we go.
Stats matter now, huh?
No, you're right. He's trash. He's terrible.
He is trash.
Okay, you're right.
Stats matter.
Yep.
Stats haven't mattered the past 10 years. Now they matter.
So you're saying Mahomes is better than Brees?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
He's been saying that.
800-998-1003. Let's take a quick break. We'll have a conversation when we come back. A little bit more about the wild cards, the AFC games here as well. Raphael says it's as open as it is in the AFC. Do you think or do you have a favorite? I definitely don't feel like the Patriots are walking in to the AFC Championship game this year, even though they do have a first-round bye. Just got to win one more game. So we'll talk about that when we come back. We're live at Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap. Still some of the pork chop is left over there. What are the two sides? You got a little potatoes?
It's greens and it's sweet potatoes, yams.
Nice. Delicious as well. Plus, of course, how many beers on tap? Craft beers?
We have craft beers 52. We also have a beet of root beer and Dixie beer, which we can't consider a craft.
Oh, beers, not bears.
So I said beers.
You said bears.
Okay. You have Chicago on your mind. Wow.
I don't know. You might have Chicago on your mind. You said bears.
I don't think beers. He's liking people putting words in his mouth.
No, yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. Maybe his girlfriend lives in Chicago. Sports Hangover Tech is next on ESPN.
Not a flag on the play.
New Orleans. We'll be back.
It's a brand new year at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Homa. Hurry in for a great deal on a Ram at their Start Something New sales event. See their impressive lineup of new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Every favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town, and we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
Here in South Louisiana, traditions matter. Whether it's community festivals or Sunday afternoon family gatherings, we value these regular occurrences as part of our fabric of life. At SL Bank, we're built on the traditions of true community banking, relationship-based, service-driven banking that embraces your financial goals as much as you do. Come see us today. SL Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender in La Rose, North La Rose, Golden Meadow, Cutoff, and Galliano.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Me, Michael Buffer. I don't know where this is coming from. I Jordan the intern is fearing the Seahawks based on Russell Wilson, and I just want to know why. You do have Drew Brees. Either you believe in Brees or you don't.
We don't have Patrick Mahomes, but we got Drew Brees.
That is very true. Randy was to chime in the conversation on the Sports Hangover. What you got, bud?
Hey, what's up, Gus?
How you doing?
I think Jordan needs to let his girlfriend stop taking making picks for him because I said it from the get go. Chicago and Seattle's two teams that I'm not scared of because it's in the dome, okay? But that's the two teams that kind of like matchup wise you don't want. But if to Jordan's case, he's saying basically that if Seattle wins, that the Saints have no chance at winning a playoff game this year.
Jordan?
I wouldn't give it no chance. It would be very difficult for the Saints to win against Seattle is what I'm saying.
Okay, let me ask you this. Besides Russell Wilson, what has shown you, especially off a team that barely squeaked by the team that's picking first in the draft this year, went into Seattle and almost beat them the last week of the season, and Seattle was playing the whole game and barely squeaked by Arizona. What do you think that Russell Wilson could come in against the number one rush defense in the National Football League for four quarters and beat the Saints?
I mean, we saw Ryan Fitzpatrick just run all over us with a quarterback.
You going back to week one?
15
yeah.
weeks what, ago.
The Saints have looked like week one the past couple of weeks.
Whoa. What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
The past few weeks, the Saints have not been playing good football whatsoever.
Okay, so the past few weeks. You're talking about the last two, right? Because before that, they didn't give up a point in the second half.
Yeah, the past 2 weeks.
Okay, so the past 2 weeks. So you're counting week 17.
Yes, but okay. you only had three players.
So you're counting. You're counting game 16, right?
Marley could attest for me.
You're counting game 16.
Yes.
Okay. First off, good luck with trying to convince me that that game mattered on you. Payton was upset by their play, so you might have something on that, but stop it. So you want to go to the Steelers game, in which you had a guy that many people say is a Hall of Fame quarterback and the league's best receiver playing for a playoff spot that was a playoff-like atmosphere and game, and that's the only game before the previous three where they gave up any points in the second half. And in that game against Brown and the Steelers, they held them to 7 in the fourth quarter, which allowed the Saints to come back and win.
What have the Steelers done in the past few weeks before that Saints game? They've lost multiple games.
They beat the Patriots.
Yeah.
That was the only team. They went on like a 4-game losing streak just before that.
Because they didn't close out in the fourth quarter, but it doesn't mean they're not good.
What do you mean they beat the Patriots? The Patriots have been trashed this season.
They're the second seed in
okay,
the AFC.
Okay, yeah, because they're the Patriots, but they're not good.
Randy, you see what I deal with here? You see what
wait,
I'm talking
so hold
about?
On. So let me just say this. Mm-hmm. So are the Saints going to face a better wide receiver tandem
Bingo.
Than we faced Juju right. Fish, Juju no, that's and
what,
AB?
That's, no, I agree with you.
That's the best wide receiver tandem
saying.
In the NFL.
Bingo. That's what I was saying.
Right.
We're probably not. The closest we'll get is Seattle with Russell Wilson in.
And? Can you name the receivers?
Lockett?
Okay, but that's my point. You have to go to the roster, don't
yeah.
you? All right. So Amari Cooper.
Carolina had almost 90 yards offense for the whole game if you take out that trick play they scored on.
Right.
And that was in Carolina Monday Night Football. They put up 9 points on one trick play. Outside of that, they didn't touch the end zone.
Hey, that's to you, Jordan.
No, that's to me?
Yeah, that's because you're saying, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know.
Facing the
Rashad Penny.
Receiving passing game.
Rashad Penny is a really good running back, and Seattle can run the football.
No,
but
can.
the Saints get deep penetration and stop the run week in and week out. The number one running back in the league, the top two running backs in the league, we held under 100 yards. Todd Gurley and Ezekiel Elliott. And Ezekiel Elliott in his house, we held to under 80 yards.
Okay,
to your point, you're saying that the Steelers had something to play for
yes,
for the playoffs.
Yes.
Well, doesn't every team have something to play for in the playoffs when it's a single game elimination?
Yeah.
So what makes you think that the Seattle Seahawks
they're
are just
a better team, Jordan? They were a better team.
This isn't
just, don't be surprised if Pete Carroll comes in here and has some game plan for Sean Payton.
Pete Carroll. Now he's buying into the gum chewer.
Seattle's a really good team, Jordan.
Yeah, they are.
Look, Seattle's a really good team, Jordan. And Russell Wilson is really good. But I think that you're thinking of the Seattle team of 3 or 4 years ago with the Legion of Boom and Marshawn Lynch and, you know, Russell Wilson scrambling out and making all these plays and all. The Saints aren't going to allow them to run the football, and they're going to force Russell Wilson to say, hey, look, if you're going to beat Drew Brees, you're going to beat him, but we're going to take your best wide receiver away. We're going to force you to not run the football. And if you're telling me that they're going to come into the dome and Russell Wilson is going to outscore Drew Brees for 4 quarters, man, I want to know how much money you want to put up on that. But
Randy, one more thing. I'm thinking about this year's team, the two teams that almost beat the Rams twice, and they only lost by single digits, 7 points.
Almost.
And then the
almost
other team that they
count.
Beat was the Kansas City Chiefs, the number one seed in the AFC. So that's what scares me. I mean, they're facing the best two teams and putting up a good game.
Jordan fears the Seahawks the most. All right,
you presented
your, that's your argument. That's your point. Randy, thanks for the phone call, man. Got to get to Bobby. Appreciate it, bud. Have a good weekend. Bobby, what you got for us, man?
Who did beat the Rams?
Jordan?
The Saints, but you know who came back in the second half of that football game?
Ask me how many playoff wins Russell Wilson has.
How many playoff wins?
Mm-hmm.
Appearances? More than Drew Brees.
12. Ask me how many playoff appearances Drew Brees has.
I'm going to say 11.
Okay, I'm assuming you asked me. It's 13.
Mm-hmm.
So by your equation, Drew Brees will come out on top because he has more playoff experience than Russell Wilson. Right? So Russell Wilson almost beat the Rams twice. We did beat the Rams. And Drew Brees has more playoff appearances than Russell Wilson. So I like the Saints are going to win this one.
There you go. Bobby, thank you. Appreciate that.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
There you go. Speaking of quarterback Drew Brees.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's you make good, wise decisions, smart decisions. You know, I mean, if he's one-on-one, I like our odds, you know. Even when he's two-on-one, it better be a really good two-on-one, you know. Or else there's usually still a place you can throw the ball where he can get it and they can't. But, you know, you assess that. That's my job as a quarterback, be a great decision maker, get the ball in the hands of the playmakers, but, you know, make those good decisions.
Brees there talking about number 13, Michael Thomas, the ability. And I, look, to Jordan's point, when you get to the postseason, I mean, look, you have, it's one and done. It's when you go home.
That's
you understand
it.
That, right?
All
every possession
the
matters. Yep. Every down matters. Michael Thomas, man, can really up his ante, really can up his, you know, his name by what he's been doing so far this season because the receiving core hadn't been what I thought it was going to be, right? And they've struggled. And there have been points and times in the game where, dude, you need a first down. You need a catch. And on the road in a couple of the last few games, he's had double-digit performances and catches, and they've gone to him when they needed to, double coverage or not. And I think that could separate him in a difference, whether it's Seattle or the Chicago or anything, these defenses where, man, I need a big play and a big pass catch. I'm going to go to Michael Thomas. That's something like that. Now, is Cooper like that for, you know, the Cowboys? Do the Bears have a player that they can sort of do that way? Do the Eagles have somebody they can go to depend on? It's almost been like Foles that's been able to come up with those plays and do that. So, I think that's what really helps the Saints right now. Is you have a player or two that you can go to. Same thing with Alvin Kamara. If I need, you know, I got to give him the ball somehow, some way. But I do think it will play some more sound here in a little bit. You're going to have some other players step up for the Saints here in the postseason.
Well, I think that's why it's so important to run the football, Gus, because who comes up into the box when a team is running the football? Mm-hmm. The safety. If the safety's in the box, it's hard for him to bracket Michael Thomas. Yeah, he may be able to get in the box and still be able to get out and get Kamara. But again, this is where Sean Payton has to be creative. You go back to the Super Bowl when the Broncos won it, and everybody, when they beat the Packers, everybody was talking about Gilbert Brown was the guy that they had to double team. They had to double team. It played right into the Packers' hand. Mike Shanahan was the only one who figured out that if I run Shannon Sharp in motion, Eugene Robinson, the safety for the Packers, has to follow him out to the sidelines. And when they did that, Terrell Davis ran right up the middle. So a lot of it is scheming, and a lot of it's going to fall on Sean Payton to figure out ways of, I'm going to take that double team away from you. You can't double team Michael Thomas. You can't double team Alvin Kamara because you're too busy trying to stop the run up the middle, and you're having to commit 7 and 8 guys in the box. If the Saints can do that, the play-action pass becomes deadly for Drew.
Yeah, no, it'll be interesting to see where it goes here when it goes.
I want to see him come out run the ball. I will be so happy to see them come out and just pound the ball up the middle.
Let me ask both of you all this real quick as we go to break, okay? Do you think you've seen everything from the Saints offense?
No.
Yes.
This season?
I didn't until they were behind the Rams when the Rams actually took the number one seed.
Right.
And they were still kind of struggling on offense. That's when I started getting concerned that maybe we have seen everything.
No.
I think there may be a few twists and
tweaks. I think
there's
some wrinkles.
But I don't think there's a whole lot except to go back to the run.
I don't know, man. I think we'll see some stuff.
We'll
some
see
wrinkles.
Trickery. Yeah, trickery. Most definitely.
I don't even know if it's trickery. I think it's formations. I think it's things out of formations.
This is the time you have to do it when you got 2 weeks
exactly.
to prepare.
Bingo.
You have to execute.
Exactly. Sports Hangover continues next. We're live at Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen at Tap 132 Royal Street. Jordan, finish off the pork chop.
I can't.
Why?
I got to watch my figure.
Ah, it is. He's only
everybody was kung fu. He's getting ready for bikini.
800-998-1003. Let's talk a little bit more about it. Again, we're talking about Wild Card Weekend. Who do you want to win? Who do you want to see in the Dome in the divisional round? Is it Dallas, Seattle,
Philly. Those are your three options that's going to happen. Who do you like in those games? Give me some reasons why as well. Got some fun slate of games, and I think the playoffs this weekend are going to be good. I don't see blowouts. I don't see
I see four good games.
Colts, Texans, Seahawks, Cowboys tomorrow. Sunday, Chargers, Ravens, Eagles, and Bears. Can Lamar beat Philip Rivers?
I think they've got enough film on him.
Let's talk a little bit more on the AFC when we get back here in a little bit. Sports Hangover at ESPN New Orleans.
Sign up for the South LaBouche Diamond Club Winter Baseball Camp Saturday, January 19th, hosted by head coach Andrew Revalier, assistant coaches Chandler Guidraz, Corey Helmer, and Brian Shassaw, and assisted by the South LaBouche Tarpon Baseball Team. Open to ages 5 through 14. That's South LaBouche Diamond Club Winter Baseball Camp January 19th from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. at the La Rose Regional Park. Registration begins at 8 a.m., $60 per player. Bring your glove, bat, cleats, and hat. For more information, contact Coach Revalier at sltarponbaseball@gmail.com.
Here's one question that has no wrong answer. Are you going to choose the new Shell and Fuel Rewards card to be used at Shell stations, or the Shell and Fuel Rewards MasterCard that can be used everywhere MasterCard is accepted? With both, you save 10 cents per gallon up to 20 gallons every time you fill up, and you also earn 10% rebates on your first $1,200 in non-fuel purchases per year at Shell stations. See? You can't go wrong with either. Visit www.shell.us/get rewards and apply today. At participating Shell stations only. Terms and conditions apply.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here.
Or here.
Or here! One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the only $5 meal worthy of your appetite? Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal. Our classic Junior Bacon Cheeseburger is now bigger. With double the fresh, never frozen beef and double the Applewood smoked bacon, there's nothing junior about it except the price. Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal comes with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Get the $5 Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal at Wendy's. Giant meal, junior price.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
So, one of the things that we get into when it comes to the AFC side of things here, Jay Hargrave, Colts in Texas. We talked a little bit about it with Rafael Esparza here as well. Again, Jordan, it's time to battle again with the quarterbacks here, because one of the things you look at, I mean, is it just right there? The game that's popping in my, maybe it's because I'm just seeing Marlon here as I'm rambling, but the Cowboys-Colts game surprised me a bit. You remember that game?
Which one?
2 weeks ago. Yeah, it was the Colts and Cowboys.
Yeah.
And they shut out Dallas, the Colts.
I think that was the Colts coming out party.
Right. But I guess that showed me a little bit of defense that I didn't know that Indy sort of had there. Again, Texans 6-2 at home. I love Deshaun Watson. I think it took them a while to get going at the beginning of the year. And then you really saw it. They've lost some players on offense, kind of, you know, had to make some adjustments here on the fly and bring in new players at the receiving position. But like I said, everything tells me should be Texas. I wouldn't be surprised if the Colts go in there and win, though.
I think it's going to come down to which quarterback plays better. That simple. Whether it's going to be Luck or Watson, which one of them goes in there and has the better game. Doesn't make the mistake, keeps his team in the game, just play sound football and don't try to win it on every possession.
Colts, beginning of the season. Obviously, teams are in the division. They lost 37-34, a three-point game. That was in Indianapolis. Then at Houston, they won 24-21. So two close games there.
Add the points up, it's dead even.
No, it's, again, that's why you look at the spread. I mean, it's
it's dead even.
It's a 1.5 point favorite for the Texans. So I mean,
and look, this game could, I'm saying quarterbacks, it could easily come down to special teams. Which special teams makes a play?
Special teams, huh?
Gosh, we used to always say if you win two out of three categories, offense, defense, special teams, you usually win the game. So special teams, if you win that, all it takes is one. You got to win one other phase of the game, and you pretty much win it.
Did you know Andrew Luck, just off the top of your head, did you know if I told you Andrew Luck had 4,500 yards and 39 touchdowns?
Yeah.
He had a very quiet comeback year, did he?
Because nobody was paying attention to him.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, man, that guy following shoulder surgery, I mean, he didn't play a year last year. He didn't play a season. Dude's 500 yards short, or less than 500 yards short of 5,000 yards, and he has one touchdown shy of 40.
Think about
that's
this.
That's incredible.
10-6.
It's incredible the season he had.
Their record was 10-6. They never played on Sunday Night Football. They never played on Monday Night Football. Mm-hmm. They never even played on a 3:30 prime game that was number one game because they were playing teams like Jacksonville so many times. They didn't have a tough schedule, which could come back to haunt them because maybe they're not battle-tested. But Andrew Luck's been just doing his thing, quietly going along, and nobody's been paying any attention to the Colts, and, uh-oh, they're in the playoffs.
And again, I'm saying Breeze by comparison. It's two different teams. The Saints are a little bit more balanced and have won some games with defense. But Breeze, 3,992 yards, eight shy of 4,000, and 32 touchdowns. So again, you know, but again, you look at Indy, Andrew Luck's had to be sort of thing. And again, that's why I'm not, you know, again, Mahomes and Breeze are both deserving. And my point that I was saying earlier with why I think Pat is the MVP is because the Saints have proven they could win without Drew throwing for 200 yards. They've proven this season they've won games where Drew didn't throw a touchdown pass. They've proven where the defense can actually win it. Kansas City can't win without Pat Mahomes throwing 3 or 4 TDs a game. I mean, it's just not. I mean, they have some weapons, yes, on offense and things of that nature, but their defense is not the Saints' defense.
But
and they have, you know, that's, again, it's a slight, you're splitting hairs, but that's why I'm saying that. I take into consideration rookie year, I mean, first full year as a starter. I'm taking into consideration 50 touchdowns. I'm taking into consideration top seed in the AFC. And I'm taking into consideration that, again, splitting hairs, because when you talk about an MVP, yes, those teams would not be the same with them, which is why you're an MVP candidate. But Saints have won without Drew Brees playing like an MVP. Kansas City needs Mahomes to play like an MVP.
I agree with you there, but the now, other
again,
factor
they're a
that,
playoff team too. I get it. They've been a playoff team since Andy Reid's been there.
But the other factor that no one's talked about is that Drew lost a lot of numbers and touchdowns to Taysom Hill, where Taysom Hill came in took some touchdown passes away from Drew, where they ran it with Taysom, where they may have thrown it with Drew. So if Taysom Hill's not a part of that offense and Drew Brees is doing it all, maybe those numbers are a little bit closer, and it sways you to Drew Brees instead of Pat Mahomes.
800-998-1003. Also, when you take a look at some of the other games, the other AFC game, that Chargers and Ravens here, you know, Lamar Jackson, Flacco's not ever starting again in Baltimore. I mean,
no, there's going to be a bidding war for him.
Yes, and I was going to say, it's interesting because I think Baltimore's a very good situation right there, right?
Oh, yes.
Lamar Jackson's shown that he can play, which is crazy. The two quarterbacks that I would have loved here, right?
You see, I know you Baker wanted Lamar
Mayfield.
Bad.
Well, it was Baker, and then he went up the draft board. You're like, you're not going to get him.
Yeah.
And then when he was there and available, I'm like, go get Lamar. Go get Lamar.
He's still got to prove it, though.
No, I hear you, but
he's done a great job.
It's incredible. You look at the AFC. You throw in Deshaun Watson. I mean, some of the young quarterbacks on that side. You know, it's gonna be some shootouts out there.
It's gonna be interesting to see who takes the step up.
Yeah.
Who's the guy that can,
I'll tell you
can
what,
get up
Baltimore
into that?
Baltimore is already a pretty decent team, right? And there's a lot of rumor out there that teams are gonna be calling John Harbaugh.
Yeah. That they may be interested in trading John Harbaugh.
Yeah, so maybe Harbaugh and Flacco go somewhere, you know, but it's crazy to think about that. All the different things that can happen. But Chargers Ravens is an intriguing game because again, Los Angeles 7-1 on the road, Ravens 6-2 at home. Can you argue or even say that maybe they're even playing a little bit better than they were when they faced the Saints? A little more dangerous now with Lamar?
I think it's just that the defensive coordinators have not had a chance they haven't had a chance to figure out what they're doing. Now that they've got the film on it, it's going to be a lot more difficult, I think, for them to do in the playoffs what they were doing in the regular season. So I'm going to be curious to see it because San Diego's got a pretty good defense. Here's the thing. You've got Bosa and Ingram on the edge. They should be able to take Lamar Jackson out to play, which means San Diego can stuff the middle. And if they take Gus Edwards away, the run there, now all of a sudden Lamar Jackson's going to have to throw the football because the run's gone.
All right, 800-998-1003. I was asking earlier as well, too, like the Saints, and I've asked this question most of the week, the Saints and Sean Payton said this week they want to focus on the Saints, right? Fundamentals, things of that nature, and what they needed to work on. What's the one area of fundamentals that you think this team needs to work on the most? And that's something that I've been asking. Here's what Drew Brees saying this week, that they can learn from self-evaluation, self-studying the Saints.
It's good. It's good. You know, just because you're so focused week to week during the season that you really don't have time to go back and self-evaluate too much. You know, you're just, and it's on to the next opponent, on to the next opponent. You start grinding on that film and putting together a game plan, and this gives you a chance to really take a step back, take a good hard look at yourself and say, wow, you know, I thought that was much better than it is. Obviously, we need to make some improvements, and then maybe there's some other stuff where, wow, this has been pretty good for us. Let's continue to build on that.
One of the things specifically Drew Brees was asked about, like, what did it have to go? Because I agree. I think this is the one fundamental area, Jay, that the Saints probably could stand to just have a practice or two and kind of just touch up
just
on.
Some of the finer details, the timing, the rhythm, just keeping that as we you know, move into next week and really start game planning specifically for an opponent.
Pace on this offense, right? Because you said you were a little concerned on the offense. I think just pace, going in and out the huddle, just that rhythm that we're used to seeing or we saw earlier this season with the Saints, just going in and out, get the ball out of his hands quickly, just the play calling, just that tempo, and you kind of sort of saw. And I think you'll see that in the playoff game. I do. I think, honestly, other than the offensive lineman, I think Alvin Kamara has been dealing with something. He just hasn't looked the right, you know, at times that explosiveness, the tackle, the breaking ability that he's had. I think him not having to go through a game and just resting and taking it easy.
Having 2 weeks off.
Yes, I think that's going to help. I think you're going to see some legs. I mean, that's the difference. I mean, like, look, we're talking about some of these games that are close or a field goal or a coin flip difference, right, in some of these games. And you mentioned to the point that they're going to be difficult to sort of do, you know. It'll be interesting to do.
Look, go back to the Super Bowl when Tracy Porter, you brought it up last week when we were arguing, you know, Tracy Porter picked off Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning is regarded as one of the most cerebral quarterbacks in the NFL, in the history of the game. And what did Tracy Porter say after the game? That's their favorite play to go to on third and five. Yeah. Because they stud, you know what that paper those coaches have in their hand, those offensive coordinators? That's a play sheet. And you know what the defenses have at the end of the year? That same play sheet, because they've broken down enough of your film that they know what you call. You've got to invert your offense and change it up.
Yeah, I think having that extra bye week,
it helps you tremendously.
Time, just kind of throw some wrinkles out there. Quick break. We come back. Miss Nancy Lieberman, Hall of Fame, member of the basketball, pro basketball Hall of Fame. I'll get it eventually.
Got one thing on your mind right now.
It's Friday.
See what happens when you put words in your mouth, in your own mouth that time.
No, it's you two guys. I don't know what y'all talking about. That's all. Sports Hangover continues.
So used to
next
doing it to us. You do it to yourself
with Nancy
now.
Nancy. We'll talk a little Pels basketball with her on the Sports Hangover. Live from Lewis McAllister's Old St. Kitchen and Tap, 132 Royal Street on ESPN in New Orleans.
Shake, Sinora. Shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora.
It's
work
time
your
for
body.
Some straight talk. I'm ready for it. You want the best coverage, right?
Of course. Don't want the QB throwing any deep bombs.
I'm talking about coverage on your smartphone, Wingo.
Oh, I get you now. I want the best nationwide coverage then.
Well, you'll get it with Straight Talk. The same great 4G LTE networks as the big guys for up to 30% less.
Man, you got to grab that deal and run with it.
Take it to the house.
With nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, get the Straight Talk $45 unlimited plan with 15 gigs of high-speed data. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
We parents hear our kids say lots of things that can get us pretty worked up. Things like,
look, Ma, no hands.
And,
ouch, that hurts.
Look, you'll never completely stop worrying about your kids. But you can breathe a little easier with free or low-cost health insurance through Medicaid and CHIP programs in your state. The truth is, they're covering more kids and teens than ever before. So even if you've applied in the past, even if you don't qualify, your kids can now be eligible for regular doctor and dentist visits, prescriptions, and more. So the next time you hear,
"Ooh, I don't feel so good,"
relax. Your kids can be covered.
Get us kids covered today. Families of four earning up to $49,200 a year or more may qualify. Just go to insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. That's 1-877-543-7669. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
At Thibodaux Regional, we're proud to announce we've received Health Grades 2017 Outstanding Patient Experience and Patient Safety Excellence Awards. What's more, we're the only hospital in Louisiana to achieve both awards 4 years in a row. Why should this matter? Because it confirms two things: our commitment to quality and your satisfaction, both very important when it comes to your family's health care. Thibodaux Regional, once again recognized by Health Grades for providing outstanding quality care. For more info, go to Thibodeaux.com.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
How are your vocal cords?
Well, my vocal cords are fine.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. Pelicans get back in action tomorrow, New Orleans at Cleveland. The Cavs not like the team from years past, 8-30 so far in the season. Normally you would say, aha, Jay Hargrave win. And then it's the Pel, so you really don't know what to expect. Nancy Lieberman, part of Fox Sports New Orleans coverage throughout the season. You can catch her along with Aaron and the rest of the crew on Fox Sports New Orleans. Follow her on Twitter. At Nancy Lieberman, the Hall of Fame coach as well, and Hall of Famer, and champion of the Big Three League. I love the Big Three, coach. Congratulations on winning it this year, 2018 Big Three champions.
It was crazy, wasn't it? In my wildest dreams, to say that I work for Ice Cube is just outstanding. And I've had some pretty cool things happen to me in my career, WNBA, Olympics, coaching in the NBA, and then working for Ice Cube is just delightful.
One of the things I loved about that, and we spoke with somebody about that league right before the league started on the opening weekend. I think it's fun. I love watching that, and it's uber competitive, isn't it, Coach? I mean, you get players that are used to playing there and have high levels, and man, you got some huge names still in there and playing. What, Kobe, I think, is playing next year as well. I love it. I mean, it just takes you back to probably when all of us, coach, started hoops. It's the driveway. It's 3-on-3. I mean, we've played that game from kids, haven't we?
Well, the nice thing about it, and I told people this, last year was year two, and I got a little tasting of going to a game the first year here in Dallas, Texas. And this is not your grandfather's old-timers day at Yankee Stadium where the guys are 60, 70, 80 years old. These are 35, 40-year-old former NBA athletes. You have to be an NBA, former NBA player to participate. They can play. They can jump. They have the body of today's NBA player, and they love the game so much. They're so competitive. It's hard to retire. Look, I know better than anybody. I played in the WNBA at 39 years old. I was the oldest player ever. And then I came back and played at 50 in the WNBA for the Detroit Shock, with Bill Laimbeer. It's hard to retire from something that you truly love. And Ice Cube has set it up. It's not only fun because all the guys that are playing are multimillionaires, but some of them have never won the chip. And that's what they're playing for these days. They're playing for the ring. And, four of my guys won a ring for the first time in their career. And Corey Maggette, the MVP, Ketino Mobley, Quentin Richardson, Xavier Silas. Only Birdman and Big Baby Davis won championship rings. Bird, too, with Miami. And Big Baby won with Garnett, Pierce, Allen, and Rondo with the Celtics.
Yeah, I you're right. I mean, it's all about winning and having that creative spirit as well. And the reason I started with that, Nancy, is because I thought you were so on point Wednesday. I've referenced the post game of the Pels Nets as one of those. I just laid back, turned up your commentary, and just kept shaking my head and saying, yep, Yep. I mean, you're right on point because you're talking about the competitive spirit. And here this season on our show, when Pels fans call, it's the, I would probably say the number one thing or complaint from fans and season ticket holders is effort, is desire. Do you feel like you're watching? Because fans only get the game, right? They're not at practice. They're not seeing shoot around how players interact. They're not in the locker room afterwards. All they get sample size-wise, Nancy, is what they see on the screen or in person during the game. And it's something to be said when a lot of times people feel like the team's just, they don't have that heart or desire to want to do it. It's difficult.
You know, what I know as a player, and I've played at every level since, look, I'm still the youngest high school player ever in the Olympics for U.S., male or female. I mean, I was a senior in high school. I know what it's like to be pushed. I played for Pat Summitt. I played for Pat Riley. I've played for some of these great coaches. And there's skill and there's will. If you bring them together, you have a Michael Jordan, a LeBron James. You have iconic players who will become Hall of Famers. Most of the NBA is rank and file players, players that are really good. They play hard. Some, like I said, some can bring it at home. Some can't bring it on the road. It's for whatever those reasons. And for me, the great thing is consistency as a person, as a parent, as an athlete, as a mom or dad. That's the greatest thing we can bring to the party is, am I consistent in your world? And can you depend on me? And this is where the Pelicans have to get collectively, not just with Drew and Anthony Davis. And there's a lot required of them because they are so great. And there's a lot required of them. And it's okay. I mean, when people think you're a great player or an MVP, there's no other look than you have to take your game up every night. I mean, that's why that mental toughness, and I talk about this, they can draw, you know, Alvin, Finch, they can draw any play you want. But if you don't execute the damn play, if you don't set the screen, if you don't cut to the corner hard, if you don't move your defensive player, it doesn't matter how good your coach is. It matters how hard you cut. How, like I said, you have to master the things that take no talent. It doesn't take talent to run an offense. It takes will, skill, and understanding. So if this team wants to be a playoff team, they're going to have to master the details of the game. And right now, they do on occasion.
Nancy, this is Jay Hargrave. I want to commend you on what you said the other night, because I think a lot of Pelicans fans have been waiting for that to be said. You played this game. You're a Hall of Famer. You know as well as anybody that defense is a want-to. Either you want to do it or you don't want to do it. This team consistently, night in and night out, gives up 100 points by the end of the third quarter. Not by the fourth quarter, but a third quarter. They get picked off of play. They're involved in a pick and roll. They get picked, and they stand around. Last night I saw San Antonio. They were busting their you-know-whats to get through picks and chasing guys down. There's a lack of will and a lack of want-to on this team on the defensive end. And you've talked about the playoffs. I don't see how it's even possible until this team turns it around on the defensive end.
Okay, so there are some mitigating factors. You know, Peyton is now back. You push Drew to his position. He's got so much responsibility during the course of the game. We've said it ad nauseum. He's got to guard the team, the opponent's best perimeter player. Then he was having to run the point. Hey, for all of you out there who've never been a point guard, and you not only have to bring your game, you have to be responsible for everybody else's game. You have to get the pieces on the right side of the floor. If Darius Miller is a better shooter on the left side of the floor and he's on the right side of the floor, ever watch Drew Brees in the huddle and he's moving people around and he's reading the defense? That requires a lot of time, attention, detail, and studying. Drew wants to play. Drew wants to just flow. He wants to be able to do what he does really, really well. And when you're a point guard, it takes away from that. So I can't really, like, get totally on Drew because he's doing what Drew does, which is pretty fantastic. So now Peyton's back. I think people have to take a look at, you know, Nico. Nico is a floor stretcher. He's a really good rebounder, which closes out a defensive possession. You know, that is just the reality. You can't get on the offensive end of the floor possession-wise if you're not closing out the sequence on defense with the defensive rebound. So he's really missed, and I don't know if anybody knew how much he would be missed, mm-hmm. both offensively and defensively, but that would either put him or Randall on the bench. Now you're coming in with force and power, and your bench, remember early in the season, the bench was the strength. You know, every night they were getting 30, 40 points a night. You cannot win in the NBA without having that full contingency or three or four go-to guys coming off the bench. So back to the defense. The ball is the answers to the quiz.
Coach, let me give you one quick second here. We're at the top of the hour break. Can you finish your point right there when we come back on the other side of the hour?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Thank you so much. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and finish what Coach is saying here on the defensive side. We come back on a Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Kentucky, the place where I was born and raised, the place where he was born and raised.